I've wanted to preach from this passage of Scripture for many years. And while I was loafing last week on vacation, this passage of Scripture just seemed to take hold upon my mind. So I believe I'm going to attempt to preach from it this morning. I've entitled this message, A False Balance and a Just Weight. A false balance is abomination, is loathsome, is disgusting, is revolting to the Lord. But a just weight is His delight. Now, what is a false weight? Well, it's what is used to swindle somebody. It's what is used to rip somebody off. Let's say I want to go to the store to buy some coffee. That's what I like the best. Love coffee. And in those days, food was not prepackaged. There would be scales or balances. And you would have a balance, and on one side of the balance you might have an 8-ounce weight or a 16-ounce weight, and you'd pour the coffee in the other side of the balance, and when you had the 8 ounces or 16 ounces or whatever it is you wanted to buy, it would even out. If I put on the balance a weight that actually only weighed 14 ounces, and the consumer comes with his coffee and puts their coffee on the scales and it ends up balancing out, and I sell them 14 ounces of coffee, when I tried to appear to sell them 16 ounces, I had what's called a false balance. It was a way to rip the consumer off. Now, this can certainly be used to represent all corrupt business practices, and there are a lot of them, and this is an abomination to the Lord. He is disgusted by it, and He is revolted by it. He loathes. God loathes anything less than perfectly upright dealings. And ultimately, nobody will get by with anything. You know, that's comforting to know that, isn't it? Nobody's going to get by with a thing. You know, the Lord always pays His debts. He said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord." You see, the Lord has a book in which every sin is recorded. And I mean the sin of every man. Cheating, stealing, lying, cutting corners, gouging prices. It doesn't matter what it is. The Lord has a book and He keeps record of all of that. And nobody's going to get by with the thing. Now, you've seen that statue in a court of law where there's a woman standing that's blindfolded and she's holding scales of justice that shows in true justice, there's no respect of persons, there's no favoritism. Perfect justice where there's one with whom that is utterly true. That is the Lord God. There truly is no respect of persons with Him. He is a God of absolute, complete, impartial justice. A false weight, unjust dealings, is an abomination to the Lord. He's disgusted by it. He hates it. But a just weight, a perfect weight, is His delight. Now, this passage of Scripture is not an obscure passage of Scripture. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 16, verse 11. A just weight and balance are the Lord's. All the weights of the bag are His work. Look in Proverbs chapter 20. Verse 10. Divers weights, differing weights that are used to deceive, and divers measures, both of them alike, are an abomination to the Lord. Look in verse 23 of the same chapter. Divers weights are an abomination unto the Lord, and a false balance is not good. Would you turn with me to the book of Leviticus? In God's law, I want you to see how an issue is made of this. Leviticus chapter 19. Verse 35. It said to the children of Israel, Leviticus 19, verse 35, "You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, in meat yard, in weight, or in measure. Just balances, just weights, a just ephah and a just hin shall ye have. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. Therefore you shall observe all my statutes and all my judgments and do them. I am the Lord." Look in Deuteronomy chapter 25. Beginning in verse 13. "Thou shalt not have in thy bag diverse weights, a great and a small." Deuteronomy 25:13, verse 14. "Thou shalt not have in thine house diverse measures, a great and a small, but thou shalt have a perfect and just weight. A perfect and just measure shalt thou have, that thy days may be lengthened in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. For all that do such things and all that do unrighteously are an abomination unto the Lord thy God." This is what he says regarding the use of these unjust weights. As a matter of fact, in Revelation chapter 6, do you remember in Revelation chapter 5 where the Lord is the one who is worthy to open the seals of the book? In chapter 6, when the seals of the book are opened and the four horses come out, one of the horses that represent who the Lord is in His gospel, the black horse, has a man sitting on it holding just balances. So you see that this is not some obscure passage. This is a great principle in the Scripture. A false weight is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is His delight. The Lord delights in fairness. He delights in honest business practices. And I have no doubt that the Lord will honor honest business practices. And His judgment is against all dishonesty. That all being said, that is not even the tip of the iceberg concerning the full meaning of this passage of Scripture. This verse, as much as any other verse in the Bible, tells us who the Lord really is and what He is really like. You see, the Lord God is a person with a personality. And we talk about people's personalities. Personality is what they're really made of. God Himself has a personality. And a personality is made of what someone loves and what they hate. Isn't it true that what a man is or what a woman is can really be determined by what they love and what they hate? That's who the person is. And in this passage of Scripture, we find out who the Lord is. We find out what He loves. A just weight is His delight. I mean, it's His delight. And a false weight is an abomination to Him. It's loathsome to Him. It's disgusting to Him. He hates it. I think of what is said of our Lord in Hebrews chapter 1. "Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity." That's who He is. He has loved righteousness and He has hated iniquity. "Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows." The Lord finds a false weight an abomination, loathsome and disgusting. And listen to this. Please listen very carefully. It's not the weight itself that the Lord finds loathsome and disgusting, but the person who made the weight. That's who He finds loathsome and disgusting. You have heard the Lord loves the sinner, but He hates his sin. Where's that in the Bible? The fact of the matter is, you will not find that in the Bible. You cannot separate the sinner and the sin. It's not the sin He hates, although He doesn't hate it, but it's the one who did it. That's what makes it sinful. Thou hatest, the Scripture says in Psalm 5. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Just recently, I heard someone who's an unbeliever say, well, I know the Lord loves me. And I thought, how do you know? How do you know? What makes you think that? The Scripture says He hates all workers of iniquity. Not just the works of iniquity, but the one who does the work. But the Lord is said to delight in, to find pleasure in, a just weight. Now, what is this false balance that the Lord hates, that He finds an abomination? Well, it's the opposite of a just weight. It does not give the true weight and the true worth of something. It's used to make something appear to be more than it really is, isn't it? Isn't that what a just weight is? It's used to make something appear to be more valuable than it really is. I go back to that opening illustration of the scales. You would use a false weight to put the 14 ounces as opposed to 16 ounces. Well, it appears to be 16 ounces, but it's not. It's of less value. And a false weight is given to make something appear to be more valuable than it actually is. A just weight gives the true worth and the true value of something. Now, every one of us have been guilty of using false balances. Did you know that? You've been guilty of this. I've been guilty of this. We may not even have been aware of it, but it's true nonetheless. We've all been guilty of using false balances. And the Scriptures give so many examples of this thing of using a false balance. I know what came to my mind first when I thought of a false balance. I thought of Cain bringing that sacrifice to God that God rejected. Now, he didn't know God would reject it, but he was using a false balance. He didn't see the true worth of his sacrifice that he brought that he thought was good. He didn't see that in reality it was worthless. He used a false balance in bringing this sacrifice to God. I thought of Esau. Do you remember how Esau sold his birthright for a bowl of soup? Now, he said, this birthright, what good's it going to do me if I'm starving to death? I need something to eat. And this is how he valued God's birthright, the place of God's blessing. He thought it wasn't worth anything more than a bowl of soup, and he sold it. He was using a corrupt set of scales, wasn't he? He was using a false balance. When a man chooses the pleasures of sin over obedience to God, he is using a false balance. Somehow the balance he's using has told him that the pleasures of sin are greater value than obedience to God. When a man trusts his own righteousness over Christ's righteousness, he's using a false balance, isn't he? He's using a corrupt balance. Because if he had a true balance, he would see there is absolutely no value in his own righteousness. When someone is more afraid of what men think about them than they are what God thinks about them. They're using a false balance, aren't they? I think of that passage of Scripture where it said concerning the Pharisees that they, although they believed, they didn't confess Christ because they loved the praises of men more than the praises of God. That's a false balance, isn't it? To prefer man's praise to God's praise. You remember when the Lord said, "How can you believe which receive honor one from another, and you don't seek that honor which comes from God only?" There's another example of using a false balance. Now let me show you the ultimate false balance that men have used. Would you turn with me to the book of Zechariah? It's the next to the last book in the Old Testament. You find Matthew, go back to Malachi, and then Zechariah. Here's the ultimate false balance, chapter 11. Verse 12. "And I said unto them, if you think good, give me my price, and if not, forbear. So they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said unto me, cast it into the potter, a goodly price that I was prized at of them." And you know that this is a reference to what the Lord was sold for. 30 pieces of silver. And this is what every natural man, this is what I've been guilty of, and this is what you have been guilty of. What value do you put on the Lord Jesus Christ? And we put Him on a balance, a corrupt balance, and we came up with 30 pieces of silver. The Son of God! 30 pieces of silver. Can't you see how false balances have destroyed our hearts and made us blind, loving the things which we ought to hate and hating the things which we ought to love? Now, the biggest false balance is a false gospel. Let me repeat that. The biggest false balance is a false gospel. We think we'll come out all right, but those balances will not be used on Judgment Day. Not the balances of a false gospel. The only balance that will be used on Judgment Day is a perfect balance. A perfect and a just weight will be used. And all who believe a false gospel will hear the same words that Belshazzar heard in Daniel chapter 5. You remember that passage of Scripture where he and his buddies are having a party. And all of a sudden he says, "Let's bring out..." This is in Babylon. And Israel has been carried into captivity. And they had taken all the vessels of the temple. And him and his buddies are having a big party. And they said, "Let's bring out the vessels of the Lord and drink out of them." And they take wine and pour them in the vessels of the Lord and start drinking. And they're having a good time. And all of a sudden a hand appears and there's writing going on the wall. And the Scripture says his knees and loins were shaking as this took place. He was so scared. And you know what it said? It said, "Thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting, lacking." Every one of us are going to be weighed in the balances. Now, a false balance, a false gospel, you can take this, has so many applications, is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is His delight. Now, this is such strong language. A just weight is His delight. God is said to delight in this just weight. Now, everybody wants to be treated fairly, don't they? Don't you hate it when you're treated unfairly? And you want to be given the same treatment that everybody else gets. You don't like to be singled out. You know, even Job made this statement. He said, "Let me be weighed in an even balance." And all of us want to be treated fairly. Well, God's scales measure and weigh very accurately. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 3 says, the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by Him actions are weighed. He weighs my actions. He weighs my attitudes. He weighs the thoughts that come through my heart. And His scales are always right. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. And His scales are always perfectly accurate. Now, I want to read you a couple of scriptures that give us some idea of His scales. Now, listen to this. It says in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 15, that He counts the nations. At the nations. That's a big number of people, isn't it? God counts the nations as the small dust of the scales on the balance. The nations. God counts them as that dust that is so insignificant, you don't even bother to knock it off the balance. You know what that tells me? It tells me that you and I are not anywhere near as important as we think we are. The small dust of the scales of the balance. Psalm 62, verse 9. David said, surely men of low degree, the nobodies of this world, the ones who are not somebodies, the ones who are we weigh as nobodies. You know what David says? They are vanity. Men of low degree are vanity. And men of high degree are a lie. Well, the ones we think are somebody, you know what God says they are? They're a lie. And He says, to be weighed together in the balances, they're altogether lighter than vanity. That's God's scale. God's got a scale that weighs very accurately. How true it is that God is no respecter of persons, complete, impartial, absolute justice is always meted out. Now that is our God. He delights in a just weight. How many times do we read in the Scriptures that God is no respecter of persons? Now in the society we live in, now one thing I remember going to my nephew's graduation, Andy and Blazer. Not, what year did you graduate? 98. Andy graduated, and I guess Brad graduated. I remember I went to that graduation, and I remember that guy got up, and he was the only guy that ever gave an honest graduation thing that I'd ever heard. He said, now listen, he said, it doesn't matter where you go to school. It matters who you know. It doesn't matter what your education is. What you need to do is make contacts now, because that's what's going to help you. It matters who you know. It's respect of persons, and that's the way this world operates, isn't it? It's who you know. That's the way our society works. That's the way every society works. It's not right, but it's who you know. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. That's the way this society works. That's not right. I'm not in any way advocating that or saying, go ahead and get into it. No, but that's the way this society works. But that's not the way God works. He is absolutely no respecter of persons. He is absolutely just. And you know when that was seen most clearly? How that God is no respecter of persons? The cross. Who's on that cross? The Son of God. We're not talking about some man who's altogether vanity. We're talking about the Son of God. The God-man, He's the one on that cross. What's He doing? He's dying. He's dying. Why would He die? The wages of sin is death. Sin was charged to the Son of God. The sins of His people were imputed to Him. And on the cross, He was made sin. He knew no mercy. He knew no pity from His Father. God's no respecter of persons. And even when sin is found on His Son, what does God do? He kills Him.
That's how bad sin is. You know, the only way you and I can understand the true what sin is by looking at the cross. We don't understand it by looking within our hearts or looking at society. The only way we can really understand what sin is when we see it's counted to the Son of God, His Father kills Him. That's how evil sin is. Don't think of sin lightly. There's no such thing as a little sin. Sin is such that one sin is enough to cause the Father to turn His back on His Son. God is no respecter of persons. He's absolutely and completely just. A just weight is God's delight. That's strong language, isn't it? A just weight, a perfect weight, is His delight. Now, what is this just weight? Now, God's got a weight. He's got balances. There's a just weight on one side of the scale. And you and I are going to be put on the other side of the scale and see how we even out. What is this just weight that the Scripture speaks of? There's only one answer to that question. The just weight is nobody less than the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is that just weight that I'm going to be placed on the balance. Him on one side, me on the other. And if there's not a perfect evenness, if I don't come out just perfect, what's the Scripture say God's going to do with me? He's going to cast me away. You see, God's just. God's not going to sweep sin under the carpet. All sin must be punished. God's got a just weight. Now, this thing of being put on the scales beside Christ, I'm going to have a perfect evenness. It's going to have to be perfect. You put me on there and I'm going to have to come out totally even, just like the Lord Jesus Christ, or I will not be accepted. Now, that's just the facts of the matter. And it's going to have to be like this. I'm going to have to be like Christ on the outside and on the inside. On the inside and on the outside. It's going to be through and through. Now, I could take a brick of gold and put it on one side of the scale. And I could take a brick of manure that was the exact same size as the gold. And I could cover it with gold. It could be one of those gold-plated things. And if you saw the two, you couldn't see the difference. A brick of pure gold and a brick of manure. Now, if I put the brick of pure gold on the balance and then I put the brick of manure on the balance, would there be an evenness? Not at all. You see, that brick of manure would be much lighter. It may have looked all right. I can't have a righteousness that's on the outside, but inside I'm still manure. Can't do it. When I'm put on the scales of God's justice and God's balance, I'm going to have a perfect evenness with the Lord Jesus Christ. Perfect through and through. How can that be? How can that be? To where Todd Neibert, talking about me right now, is set on those scales and I come out perfectly even with the Lord Jesus Christ. There's only one way that can be. Union with Christ. That means if there's union with Christ, I'm one with Him. As He is. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Here's how we have boldness on the day of judgment when we're put on the scales. So go ahead and turn with me there. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17.
Do you have boldness to step on the scales? Boldness. Confidence. Look at verse 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, when we're measured, when we're weighed, and our true worth is seen. Because as He is, as He is. How is He? How is He? Is He perfectly righteous? Is He righteous on the inside as well as on the outside? Is He altogether pure? Does He measure up to God's requirements? Does He? As He is, so are we in this world. You put me on the scale. If I belong to Him, that means His righteousness really is mine. I'm not a brick of manure, gold-plated. I might feel like one, but that's not what I am. I'm not a brick of manure, gold-plated. I am, through Christ, in the very eyes of God's holiness, pure and holy and lovely through and through. And you take every believer and put them on the scales, and you know the way it's going to come out? A perfect evenness with Jesus Christ. Every believer will be weighed in the balances and found perfect through and through. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, and a just weight is His delight. Now, I want to give you a true story. There was a judge in a town of Wales who was known, respected, and loved by the townspeople for his justice, for his fairness, for his uprightness, for his honest dealings. And he'd served that town for many years in that capacity and was well loved by the citizens of that town. And this judge had a son who was absolutely no good. He was not at all like his father, and this young man committed a murder, and he was caught, and he was guilty of this crime. Now, the people loved this judge so much that they just could not let his son be prosecuted. They said, "We can't let that happen. This man's been so good to us. He's been such a wonderful judge. We can't let his son be killed." So they refused to let his son be prosecuted for that crime that he committed. One morning, very early, the bell in the town square began to ring. And when that took place, everybody knew that the whole town was being called to hear something they needed to hear. Early in the morning, the town bell rang, and the whole town went to the town square. And you know what they saw? They saw that young man hanging by the neck, dead. And his father stood beside him, and with tears in his eyes, he said, "Nobody is above the law." Was that man just? That man was just. But did you know that there is one who is above the law? You know who that is? The lawgiver.
He is above the law. And the lawgiver placed himself under God's holy law.
A just weight is his delight. And on Calvary's tree, because the sins of his people were imputed to him and became his, he never sinned in his person. He knew no sin. But the sins of his people actually and literally became his. And remember, a just weight is God's delight. At that time, as he hung on the cross, all that sin is, he became. And I don't understand that. I'm mystified by it. To me, that is the most incomprehensible thing that I can, but I believe it. He was made to be sin. And God showed he's no respecter of persons. When sin is found on his son, killed him. But there's something utterly unique about his death. This death was like no other death. There's something utterly unique regarding his death. You see, he satisfied the justice of his Father. And that's why God raised him from the dead. Everybody he died for, just as their sin was imputed to him, his righteousness is imputed to them. And he actually satisfied the demands of God's justice. The reason hell lasts forever is because no sinner can ever satisfy the demands of God's justice. Sin is an infinite evil. It takes an infinite person to satisfy this infinite justice. And Christ Jesus drank of God's wrath. And that wrath did not consume him. He consumed the wrath. And there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Now all of these people from whom he died are placed on the just balance, God's scales of perfect justice, and they come out perfect. And what a blessed thing this is to know that this fella talking to you right now, this nobody from nowhere, is going to be placed upon the scales of God's perfect justice. And there's going to be a perfect evenness. You know why? One with Christ. One with Christ. Amen. Let's pray.